Chapter 3, Jews' Greatest Enemy. Friday, October 9th, 1942. Dear Kitty, I've only got dismal and depressing news for you today. Our many Jewish friends are being taken away by the dozen. These people are treated by the Gestapo without a shred of decency, being loaded into cattle trucks and sent to Vesterbork, the big Jewish camp in Drent. Vesterbork sounds terrible. Only one washing cubicle for 100 people and not nearly enough lavatories. There is no separate accommodations. Men, women, and children all sleep together. One hears of frightful immorality because of this, and a lot of the women and even girls who stay there any length of time are expecting babies. It is impossible to escape. Most of the people in the camp are branded as inmates by their shaven heads and many also by their Jewish appearance. If it is as bad as this in Holland, whatever will it be like in the distant and barbarous regions they are sent to? We assume that most of them are murdered. The English radio speaks of their being gassed. Perhaps that is the quickest way to die. I feel terribly upset. I couldn't tear myself away while Meep told these dreadful stories. And she herself was equally wound up for that matter. Just recently, for instance, a poor old crippled Jewess was sitting on her doorstep. She had been told to wait there by the Gestapo, who had gone to fetch a car to take her away. The poor old thing was terrified by the guns that were shooting at English planes overhead and by the glaring beams of the searchlights. But Meep did not dare take her in. No one would undergo such a risk. The Germans strike without the slightest mercy. Ellie, too, is very quiet. Her boyfriend has got to go to Germany. She's afraid that the airmen who fly over her homes will drop their bombs, often weighing a million kilos, on Dirk's head. Jokes such as, "He's not likely to get a million," and "It only takes one bomb," are in rather bad taste. Dirk is certainly not the only one who has to go. Trainloads of boys leave daily. If they stop at a small station en route, sometimes some of them manage to get out unnoticed and escape. Perhaps a few manage it. This, however, is not the end of my bad news. Have you ever heard of hostages? That's the latest thing in penalties for sabotage. Can you imagine anything so dreadful? Prominent citizens, innocent people, are thrown into prison to await their fate. If the saboteur can't be traced, the Gestapo simply puts about 5 hostages against the wall. Announcements of their deaths appear in the papers frequently. These outrages are described as fatal accidents. Nice people, the Germans. To think that I was once one of them, too. No, Hitler took away our nationality long ago. In fact, Germans and Jews are the greatest enemies in the world. Yours, Anne. Monday, December 7th, 1942. Dear Kitty, Hanukkah and St. Nicholas Day came almost together this year, just one day's difference. We didn't make much fuss about Hanukkah. We just gave each other a few little presents, and then we had the candles. Because of the shortage of candles, we only had them alight for 10 minutes. But it is all right as long as you have the song. Mr. Van Dan has made a wooden candlestick, so that too was all properly arranged. Saturday, the evening of St. Nicholas Day, was much more fun. Meep and Ellie had made us very inquisitive by whispering all the time with Daddy. So naturally, we guessed that something was on. And so it was. At 8 o'clock, we all filed down the wooden staircase through the passage in pitch darkness. It made me shudder and wish that I was safely upstairs again, into the little dark room. There, as there are no windows, we were able to turn on a light. When that was done, Daddy opened a big cupboard. "Oh, how lovely!" we all cried. A large basket decorated with St. Nicholas paper stood in the corner, and on top there was a mask of Black Peter. We quickly took the basket upstairs with us. There was a nice little present for everyone, with a suitable poem attached. I got a doll, whose skirt is a bag for odds and ends. Daddy got bookends, and so on. In any case, it was a nice idea, and as none of us had ever celebrated St. Nicholas, it was a good way of starting. Yours, Anne. Saturday, February 27th, 1943. Dear Kitty, Pim is expecting the invasion any day. Churchill has had pneumonia, but is improving slowly. The freedom-loving Gandhi of India is holding his umpteenth fast. Mrs. Van Dan claims to be fatalistic, but who is the most scared when the guns go off? No one else but Petronella. Hank brought a copy of the bishop's letter to churchgoers for us to read. It was very fine and inspiring. Do not rest, people of the Netherlands. Everyone is fighting with his own weapons to free the country, the people, and their religion. Give help, be generous, and do not dismay, is what they cry from the pulpit, just like that. Will it help? It won't help the people of our religion. You'd never guess what has happened to us now. The owner of these premises has sold the house without informing Crawler and Coopas. One morning, the new owner arrived with an architect to have a look at the house. Luckily, Mr. Coopas was present and showed the gentleman everything except the secret annex. He professed to have forgotten the key of the communicating door. The new owner didn't question any further. It will be all right as long as he doesn't come back and want to see the secret annex, because then it won't look too good for us. Daddy has emptied a card index box for Margot and me and put cards in it. It is to be a book card system. Then we both write down which books we have read, who they are by, etc. I've procured another little notebook for foreign words. Lately, Mummy and I have been getting on better together, but we still never confide in each other. Margot is more catty than ever, and Daddy has got something he is keeping to himself, but he remains the same darling. New butter and margarine rationing at table. Each person has their little bit of fat put on their plate. In my opinion, the Van Dans don't divide it at all fairly. However, my parents are much too afraid of a row to say anything about it. Pity. I think you should always give people like them tit for tat. Yours, Anne.